Infants and Early Childhood and Family Science and my PhD. So, and people go, why are you in childcare when you have all that in your class or your brain? The thing is I did teach in college and I will not teach college students again. So I taught in Fargo for about 15 years. And then this came about in Grand Forks probably in 2017. And Carrie also approached me on that. And I'm like, absolutely, I'll try it. And I wish I would have done it a long time ago because I absolutely love it. I'm here to help out the school district, community, anything that I can do to bring it on over. And I greatly appreciate you to give us spots open in Washington Elementary. I was there with Amy and them and Jeremy the other day, took a peek at it. It's an awesome area. Some good ideas that just the four of us came up with, and anything that I'm open to anything, questions, anything, I'm here. I did, I know when we were talking about a goal for September 1st, my licensure will be in Minneapolis, which doesn't make sense to me, but they are backed up, so it might be a little longer, they said. So, but my application is in, background check is in, fee is paid, so no. And then they'll come out, they'll look at the site, and she said that it might even be quicker now that it's in a school district, because basically all the guidelines and stuff are made. I have found out that Minnesota and North Dakota are a lot different, so, but a lot of similarities and everything. So she said too that that will be a quicker thing since we're in the school district. It's not like a brand new building standing by ourselves. That's all about me. And anything else, like, or whatever, if you need anything, questions or whatever, always come. I'm open to suggestions, even when we're forward and going full blown. If there's any questions or concerns. I know that there's two classrooms there, and each classroom can be made. Square footage is 35 square foot per child, so it was more than what we talked about. There could be, we're doing infants and toddlers the way it sounds because the school already has a preschool program. So like infants and toddler needs, and then there'll be about four rooms there. Usually what happens is I like to have my infant non-mobile separate from my mobile infant, so they're so busy. And then the toddlers that like to be instigators and finding out the world and what their needs are in one room, and then the older toddlers ready to transition to preschool in another room. So that's kind of the rooms that I've kind of planned out, or what we talk about the needs of what's in needed in Crookston. So
So how many like newborns and toddlers would you be looking at to get started with?
Well, with the square footage, it's 800 square feet. So we can basically have 22 on each side. So like I said, we can have 11 like babies from like 6 weeks. We can take them if a mother has a baby yesterday, we can take the child tomorrow. But I'm where I need a 6 week mark. So 6 weeks to say 5-6 months. Until they mobile, we could have 11 of them, and then say 7 to 16 months in another room. What I find out in early childhood is every child grows differently at a different time. So like I've even had a 9-month-old in my non-mobile room because they're just not ready to move. So and then toddlers will be the same on the other side. I would like to have, and the ratios are typically 1-4 for the infants under 16. And then it goes 1-5 and then 1-7. So I'd rather have, stay with maybe 10 toddlers and then maybe put 13 older toddlers. So like I call it toddler one, would be like basically 16 months to almost 2.5, 3, depending again on their ability. And then the next ones would be like 2.5 to 3 till preschool age.
Would you still have your business at East Grand Forks also?
Yes, that's still there, yep.
How about staffing?
Yep, so my plan is I'm here, there half-time, here half-time. Over there, I have to have an assistant that I have hired. She's been with me for a while, that I'm not there, then she takes care of everything. That's what I plan on having over here too. So basically in each classroom, like the infant rooms, of course, we'll have two There'll be four in both, like two in each room. So it'll be four on one side. If I talk about infants, that'll be one side and toddlers will be the other side. Because the ratio is a 1-4. And then with that infant one room, there would have to be three staff. How I do full-time and part-time, because then some will be here in the morning. Like we do, you know, like 9-hour days and then hour lunch breaks and stuff. And then I have afternoon staff.
So you'd be confident you could get the staffing you needed, though?
I think so. The way I talk with like the needs of staffing and stuff. And also there's a few of my staff members that I have now that go to school and they're like, hey, we'll fill in wherever. So I have like 3 or 4 floats that they'll come over to Crookston and yeah, so.
What kind of qualifications do staff have?
All my staff are either, like my lead teachers are early childhood. And then typically my part-time staff is students going into, say, so I have social work, nursing, and early education or education. So I kind of look at those qualities because, you know, or have experience in the back. I have a few teachers that are over there that came from Mayville State Head Start that work for me now. So I kind of look at that. We do background checks, first aid and CPR. They're required to do. And then also training each month. I have to have so many hours of training each month, which I'm good at growing futures. I'm trying to switch over to get Minnesota licensing with that. And that's just to take a few classes online so I can do my own trainings with my staff and they can count for their trainings. So there's only a certain amount of numbers that you can have. Like I could write maybe only, they say they have to have 15 when they're full-time. So I could maybe only do like 7 or whatever. I couldn't do the full 15, but yeah. So, and advertising, I even thought about advertising and I also talked to the gals down in the cities and I said, okay, so I need to know this town needs childcare. So, you know, so let's get her going or whatever. And I plan on like around August. When I know for sure, like they tell me a date, because we all know working with the state sometimes is a little difficult.
No.
their pace, not our pace. And then I'll put out like in the newspapers. I don't know if you guys in town have like a channel that's just Crookston Channel, you know, something like that. I've talked to the ladies over at the UMC for students, even getting with my background, I can have those students do practicums with us too. So advertising for jobs is kind of where I'm kind of stumped of when do I, because if someone comes in, they're gonna want a job tomorrow half the time. So, and I know with background checks, they won't get to work until their background check's done. And like we talked the other day, or Jeremy said that this, you know, it'd be my bill, but then the school would run the background check, so then you guys have it in your building too and stuff. But that's kind of what the plan is. And Minnesota can get a background check done in 48 hours, I think, right? Roughly?
I think that's what we've been experiencing.
Yeah. North Dakota's 2 weeks, if that. So that's kind of challenging. But so that'll be a quick transition on the Minnesota side here. So, but yeah, so.
Yeah. What's your hours of operation?
We're going to be 7-6 Monday through Friday. And I also, too, every 6 months we have like a parents' night out where, say, they want to go for supper or whatever. We always have like little family nights like that, too. And being in the hours, too, we talked about the system to lock the doors. And we use ProCare in my other center. And when my operation is done, the door is locked and no one can get in. Like the commuter is basically off and the door code can't get in. And the way the parents will have, they'll have a PIN, and the PIN code is to get in is kind of the start, unless that's something that can't be put on the building or whatever on the door. It's just like a keypad and that's all that it is. But like for security reasons and stuff, it won't unlock until 7, and probably 6:45, because I'll expect my staff to be there about 15 minutes before we open. So like 6:45, and then it'll go off at 6 o'clock. So nobody will have access to the building for that. But plan on 7 to 6, yeah.
Will you be using the school system lunch, or will you be under the government food program, or the...
We haven't really discussed it, but it would be awesome if like the school would be able to give me a contract for food since it's right there. And we will apply for the food program, because we'll be offering childcare assistance to families too. So, but whatever the school chooses for contract to pay for them, because I'd rather pay the school to give me my food than me cook it or somebody bring it in. So that's something that can be up on the numbers or whatever. But yeah, so, but we will be on the food program because we'll have that childcare assistance. Yeah.
Any other questions for Stephanie? Thank you very much.
Yeah. If you have any questions, you can ask Amy for my